Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. It's Tim Christensen. He is Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Farm Management Field Specialist, and he's going to help us learn a little bit more about farmland leasing and what the current rates, what the current issues are, because we've got a number of meetings going on around the region, including one in Atlantic that's scheduled for Tuesday, August 11th at 1:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Tim, how are you this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you've started these programs already. I know recently you had one in Oakland. How did that go? Did you have any good questions pop up?
Yeah, it's always a fun time of year to do these meetings. We have a good mix of landowners and tenants and some people that have come to the meetings for years and some people coming to a leasing meeting for their first time. So it was a good mix of people and had some great questions.
Good. So much of Iowa's farmland is leased. These are important conversations.
Yeah, 58% of Iowa farmland is under some type of a leasing agreement or farmed by somebody that doesn't own it. So the majority of our acres, or over half of them for sure, are in some type of a leasing agreement. And there's a lot of things that go into that and a lot of things to consider when determining what that lease should be.
Yeah, I know you're going to talk about a lot of specific issues during these meetings, but is it safe to say that there is no standard lease arrangement necessarily for every piece of farmland?
Well, there's the standard cash rent that we see a majority of the time that's pretty straightforward as far as a type of lease, but when it comes to determining the value of that lease is where we really dive in and get deep. Just, every farm is unique. Every relationship between the landowner and owner and tenant is unique. It just makes it a lot to consider, and we try to help landowners and tenants alike kind of wade through all that information and come out with some numbers they can use at the end.
Yeah. What type of factors do folks usually use when coming to these agreements?
You know, there's the quality of the land, there's the size of the field, it's the shape of the field, the location, is it something that's close and easy to get to, or is it down a level B road with 3 2-ton bridges that can have a big difference on value. And then there's all the intangible things. Is your landowner and tenant on the same page as far as conservation and soil health and all those things? You know, there's a lot of value in having somebody that has the same goals that you that you can work with.
Yeah. What do rental rates look like these days? Are they pretty consistent?
Yeah, I mean, we've been flat, we've been flat for a few years, and this year's no exception. There's a little bit of downward pressure just with the, farming has not been the most profitable thing in the world the last few years. So that starts to be something that needs to be considered. But for the most part, I'd say, our surveys show that things are staying fairly flat.
Okay. What types of questions are you getting specifically when you do these things these days?
You know, there's a lot of just questions on working between the landowner and the tenant. I get a lot of new people that have maybe just inherited some land or bought some land or something. Just the process of going through that. You know, there's the legal aspect. In the state of Iowa, you have to terminate your lease on or before September 1st. Or you automatically renew all the terms and conditions of last year. So, that's why we do these this time of year, and that's why that's so important. But, and then there's just the communication. You know, how do you communicate with that tenant, between the tenant and landowner? How do you collect that information, whether it be yields or fertility and that type of thing? So just today we cover a plethora of things and we get a lot of great questions along the way.
Yeah. You know, we tend to think that these meetings are probably just kind of an update for folks who already know a lot of this information because they've been dealing with it forever. But, you touched on something there, too, that, succession plans, estates, land passing from one to another. I mean, it can suddenly throw someone into that world that's not used to it.
Yeah. If you don't know what you're doing, you're kind of ripe to be taken advantage of sometimes. So it's important that you understand what the rules are that of the game you're playing and how to maximize. At the end of the day, the landowners want to get as much as they can out of their land as far as a return on investment, and the tenants want to pay as little as they can. So, you know, it's kind of this dance we have to do to come up with a number in the middle.
in every situation, the same dance. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, Tim, when folks go to these gatherings, about how long should they expect?
I try to keep them around 2 hours. Sometimes when we get a little few questions and stuff, they go a little longer. I think I advertise them for 2.5, but that's just to make sure we have plenty of time to do that. I'm always sticking around afterwards, so if I don't cover something you want covered, I encourage people to stick around and ask me afterwards and have that conversation. And these meetings, if you haven't been to one in the past, I try to keep them really informal. You can ask me questions along the way. If I just stand up there and talk for 2 hours, it's boring for everybody. So the more questions you ask me, the funner it is for everybody. So
you do have a structure for these meetings, though, where you kind of start out with certain things and use some materials that you bring along?
Yeah, well, there's a leasing book that you'll get. We cover a lot of things. I cover kind of, you know, I give a little market update and what's going on with the markets. What is the farm economy looking like? We talk about land values and what those trends look like. We talk about leasing trends. I go through the communication part of it and talk about some tools. I go over the legal side of a lease. A lot of people, you know, in the state of Iowa, a verbal lease is binding. And you don't have to have a written lease, but we talk about why it's important to have a written lease and how to terminate a lease. And then I have some other kind of fun slides or talk about some foreign land ownership and some other things at the end just to finish things off.
So you're saying somebody just asking, hey, can I use a piece of your land out there? And you saying, sure, no problem. That's a legally binding contract, but probably
that
not
is,
the
that
wisest
is a legal
choice.
Binding. Well, no, it's just, you know, I always say it's all great until somebody gets upset. So having a written lease when somebody's, you know, it gives us something to go back to see where the agreement was. And we talked about succession. The other thing I really like about a written lease, if something does happen to you, it gives your family a map of how to move forward.
Oh, absolutely.
If it's just a verbal lease, if something happens to you, then all that information is lost.
Yeah, it's like having a will. It's kind of
the same
principle there. Yeah, you bet. Tim, is there a registration fee for this?
Yeah, it's a $25, but you get for that $25, you get a book and 2.5 hours or 2 hours of information. So we really encourage people to call ahead and let them know you're coming, just to make sure we have enough materials for everybody. It's a great meeting and really encourage people to check it out, and I hope to see a lot of people there.
Sure. Just again for details, specifically we're talking about the meeting in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center, and that's at 805 West 10th Street, and that'll be again on Tuesday, August 11th. That'll be from 1:30 to around 4 o'clock or so, and again that registration fee is $25 per person. That includes all the materials. They do ask for pre-registration, so you can contact the Extension office here in Cass County at 243-1132, or you can grab that email address off the website as well if you'd like to know a little bit more about that. Tim, do you tend to get a lot of the same questions at some of these different events you hold around the state, or are there regional issues too?
There's some regional issues, you know, there's some pipeline stuff, some wind turbine stuff, and different types of places in the state that I go to. Yeah, and I was just going to mention, you know, the Cass County one, we hope people can make it there. If you can't, I'm doing them all over. They're happening all over the state right now. So if you're somewhere that's not close to Atlantic or can't make that one, reach out to your extension office and they can help you find one that will work for you. Or on August 19th at the end, after we do all the in-person ones, we do a webinar, and people can go to Ag Decision Maker and sign up for that webinar if they can't make an in-person meeting and still get the same information. There's still a $25 charge for the webinar as well.
Sure, sure. Very good. Well, you know, when we think about this, we sometimes think about it on a smaller level, just me and you have an agreement together, but this has a big impact on the overall state economy.
It does. It's a lot of dollars at risk, and, you know, people have a lot of dollars invested in farmland and trying to figure out how to make sure they're optimizing that investment, and like I said, it really goes back to the goals. It's conservation, it's water quality. You know, a lot of those things have value as well, so it's not all dollars. There's other value involved as well.
Sure. Well, we may have great relationships and get along wonderfully, but, you know, once you start doing some sort of business like this, it's best to have everything in writing just to protect both parties and anything that might happen down the road, too. And if you have questions, this is the place to bring them. You'll have plenty of chance to get those answered. Tim Christensen is Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Farm Management Field Specialist. And again, we hope folks sign up and take advantage of those farmland leasing workshops. Again, the one we're talking about specifically, Tuesday, August 11th, 1:30 at the Cass County Community Center. They would really appreciate you registering ahead of time so they have all the appropriate materials there that day. Tim, thank you so much for the time. Hope you have some great meetings.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and hope to see everybody out there.